November 12th, Reinhard Bonnke.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real life stories about men.
On this date, in 2017, 77-year-old evangelist Reinhard Bonnke preached his last crusade. In his lifetime, he led more than 78 million people to Christ. He preached across the African continent with week-long rallies, droves of people, big tents, effective PA systems, and local language translators. Sometimes, at the end of a talk, he asked for anyone in the crowd who was hearing from God to come up and take the microphone. His message of redemptive hope became important, particularly in African nations affected by drought, civil strife, and other tragedies. And every time Bonnke preached, he told how God broke into his family. Here's how it happened.
God does impossible things in seemingly impossible situations with men who are willing to obey. In Germany, 1922, a retired American named Louis Graff was returning to his German roots, and this man had a fire in his belly for his people to encounter the power of God, the same power Graff had encountered at the Azusa Street Revival just a few years earlier. His Mercedes rolled through the winter landscape of the East Prussian forest. He spotted a bakery in a small village and stopped. The baker, with a shiny bald head and a handlebar mustache, emerged from the storefront. "Good day to you, sir," the Mercedes-driving businessman said. "I am Louis Graff, a servant of God. I was on my way to Königsberg. Can you tell me what village I have found?" With a suspicious smirk, the baker said, "This is Truns." "Truns? I'm not sure I've heard of that," he chuckled good-naturedly. "I am more lost than I knew. But that is not a problem. I am sure the Lord has led me here to preach the gospel. Hallelujah." Graff was excited with the possibilities of what God had in mind, but the people were not ready to hear him preach yet. "Tell me, is anyone sick in your village?" A boy on a bicycle stopped to admire the car. "As a matter of fact, there is someone sick here, someone very sick," the baker said. The baker and Graff talked about religion a bit, and Graff looked for a way in, a way to help this town be ready to hear the gospel. Just then, Graff heard a scream from a nearby house. "Who is that?" "That is August Bonnke, the owner of the town mill and this bakery," the baker said. "He cries out in pain day and night." "May I pray for him?" Graff pleaded. "Herman," the baker shouted to the 17-year-old boy admiring the car, "tell your father that a preacher is here to pray for him." Graff followed the boy and, as if he had a mandate from heaven, stepped into the Bonnke household. Graff announced that the Holy Spirit had been sent for a demonstration of the power of God that could make all things new. He took the sick man by the hand and commanded that he rise and be made whole in the name of Jesus. August felt a jolt of heaven's power surge through his body. He leapt from his sick bed and he stood trembling like a criminal around whom the walls of a prison had just fallen. August Bonnke gave his life to Jesus that day. That was 18 years before Reinhard Bonnke, son of Herman, was born. But the Holy Spirit continues the work that began in that sick room that day in 1922. I could not stand ablaze with the Holy Spirit today if this forgotten brother had not carried the flame to the Bonnke family so long ago. It is a debt I owe a man named Louis Graff. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4, it is said, "And my message and my preaching were not in pervasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power." God is always looking for courageous men who are willing to listen for his voice and act in obedience. The smallest act of obedience is better than the greatest intention. Because of the obedience of Louis Graff, God touched the lives of several generations in the Bonnke family and millions around the world, even touching generations yet to be born. Today, are you willing to pray for an opportunity to be God's spokesman? And are you willing to be courageous to act when the opportunity presents itself? God does impossible things in seemingly impossible situations with men who are willing to obey.
Men, Chuck Stecker here. I'm the executive director of a Chosen Generation teaching ministry for churches and organizations on intergenerational culture. Boy, what a great story today when we have a chance to look at Reinhard Bonnke, November 12th. Powerful story. And I have, you know, I've actually used this story on multiple occasions because it tells us so many things, from obedience to the generational issues. But let's talk about what it means to us. First, the story could have easily have been Louis Graff's story and not Reinhard Bonnke's. You know the famous man, Reinhard Bonnke, and it says 78 million people came to know the Lord because of his obedience. But then you have to go back to the man, Louis Graff. You know, Louis Graff, it says, came through the Azusa Street Revival, wanted to take this to his homeland, thousands of miles away. But here's the story. He thought he was lost. The baker he talked to thought he was lost. God is the God of lost things. We can apply that to so much, can't we? You know, Louis Graff thought he was lost. God is the God of lost things. He prayed with August Bonnke. God is the God of lost things. 17-year-old son, Herman Bonnke. God is the God of lost things. 18 years after this story of Louis Graff being with August Bonnke, that's when Reinhard Bonnke was born. Didn't even exist, but God knew. So what's our challenge here? I see so much in the story of Louis Graff to be obedient. Very easily could have said, I'm going to another town. Could you give me directions? I don't belong here. I'm lost. But to trust God in everything, that God is the God of lost things. So you know, it doesn't matter if you think you made a wrong turn. Doesn't matter if you think you're in the wrong place. The question is, what does God want to do with you right where you are at right now? Because God is the God of lost things. Are you willing to be obedient? That's the real question. God bless you, man. Have a great day.